it seriously. There has been so much ominous talk and so much frivolous speculation for so many years that the public now regards mind control as a problem removed to the distant future. It might eventually happen, but not soon, and not in a way that would affect anyone now alive. Scientists engaged in this research have sought public discussion. James V. McConnell of the University of Michigan told his students some years ago, "Look, we can do these things. We can control behavior. Now, who's going to decide what's to be done? If you don't get busy and tell me how I'm supposed to do it, I'll make up my own mind for you, and then it's too late." Many people today feel that they live in a world that is predetermined and running along a fixed, pre-established course. Past decisions have left us with pollution, depersonalization, and urban blight. Somebody else made the decisions for us, and we are stuck with the consequences. That attitude represents a childish and dangerous denial of responsibility, and everyone should recognize it for what it is. In that spirit, the following chronology is presented. History of Therapy of Psychosurgery. 1908. Horsley and Clark, Great Britain, describe stereotaxic surgical techniques for use on animals. 1947. Spiegel and co-workers, USA, report the first stereotaxic surgery performed on a human being. 1950. Penfield and Flanagan, Canada, perform ablative surgery with favorable results in patients with seizure foci. 1958. Talleyrac and co-workers, France, begin chronic stereotaxic implantation of depth electrodes. 1963. Heath and co-workers, USA, allow patients to stimulate themselves at will via implanted electrodes. 1965. Narabayashi, Japan, reports on 98 patients with violent behavior treated by stereotaxic surgery. 1965. More than 24,000 stereotaxic procedures on human beings have been performed in various countries by this date. 1968. Delgado and co-workers, USA, attach stimosever, radio stimulator plus radio receiver, to freely ambulatory hospital patients. 1969. Chimpanzee at Alamogordo, New Mexico, is directly linked by radio to a computer which programs and delivers his brain stimulations. 1971. Patient Harold Benson is operated on in Los Angeles. Michael Crichton, Los Angeles, October 23, 1971. If you've enjoyed this book and this performance, Recorded Books recommends these other titles by Michael Crichton: The Lost World, narrated by George Goodell, and The Great Train Robbery, narrated by Simon Preble. You'll find a wide selection of titles in the Recorded Books catalog, including bestsellers, mysteries, classics, histories, and more. So to order another Recorded Book, or for a copy of our latest listing, please call us toll-free using the telephone number found on the back of the book. You can order by phone with any major credit card, or by writing to us, or by faxing us. Don't forget to ask about easy 30-day rentals by mail. On our website, you can browse the catalog, hear about the latest releases, place orders, or tune into narrator profiles and author interviews, so visit us there at www.recordedbooks.com. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.